This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The bodies of Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani and Iraqi militia leader Abu Mahdi al-Mohandis have reached the Shiite holy city of Najaf after a day of funeral processions in Baghdad and Karbala. Mohammad Reza al-Sistani, the son of Iraq's top Shiite cleric, greeted the bodies when they arrived. Earlier, thousands of mourners took part in a funeral procession in Karbala. Footage showed the arrival of flag-draped coffins, including those carrying Soleimani and al-Mohandis, the deputy commander of the Iran-backed Popular Mobilization Forces. Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds Force and the mastermind of its regional security strategy, was the main target of Friday's missile attack carried out near Baghdad's international airport. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday he ordered the killing of Soleimani to stop a war, claiming that the general posed a threat to the American people. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called up more than 3,000 military reservists to help battle devastating fires that have scorched huge swaths of New South Wales and Victoria State. Morrison says the extra military resources will be deployed to deal with the deadly brush fires.
The priority of this deployment is to assist ensuring the safety of life, to support the evacuation of affected people, particularly in isolated communities, and provide assistance to isolated communities and support state-managed evacuation centres.
Temperatures soared above 43 degrees Celsius in Canberra and more than 48 degrees in the Sydney suburbs on Saturday. The deadly wildfires have been raging since September and have already burned more than 5 million hectares and destroyed 1,500 homes. This is VOA News.